Early in the research, then, we made a very important decision. We decided to conduct the research for Good to Great as if Built to Last didn't exist. This was the only way to clearly see the key factors in transforming a good company into a great one with minimal bias from previous work. Then we could return to ask, how, if at all, did the two studies relate? Now, 5 years later, with this book complete, we can stand back to look at the two works in the context of each other. Surveying across the two studies, I offer the following four conclusions. 1. When I consider the enduring great companies from Built to Last, I now see substantial evidence that their early leaders followed the Good to Great framework. The only real difference is that they did so as entrepreneurs in small, early-stage enterprises trying to get off the ground, rather than as CEOs trying to transform established companies from good to great. 2. In an ironic twist, I now see Good to Great not as a sequel to Built to Last, but as a prequel. Apply the findings in this book to create sustained great results as a startup or an established organization, and then apply the findings in Built to Last to go from great results to an enduring great company. Established company or startup, plus good to great concepts, leads to sustained great results, plus built to last concepts, leads to enduring great company. 3. To make the shift from a company with sustained great results to an enduring great company of iconic stature, apply the central concept from Built to Last. Discover your core values and purpose beyond just making money, core ideology, and combine this with the dynamic of preserve the core, stimulate progress. 4. A tremendous resonance exists between the two studies. The ideas from each enrich and inform the ideas in the other. In particular, Good to Great answers a fundamental question raised but not answered in Built to Last. What is the difference between a good BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal, and a bad BHAG? Good to Great in the early stages of Built to Last. Looking back on the Built to Last study, it appears that the enduring great companies did in fact go through a process of build-up to breakthrough, following the Good to Great framework during their formative years. Consider, for example, the build-up breakthrough flywheel pattern in the evolution of Walmart. Most people think that Sam Walton just exploded onto the scene with his visionary idea for rural discount retailing, hitting breakthrough almost as a startup company. But nothing could be further from the truth. Sam Walton began in 1945 with a single dime store. He didn't open his second store until 7 years later. Walton built incrementally, step by step, turn by turn of the flywheel, until the hedgehog concept of large discount marts popped out as a natural evolutionary step in the mid-1960s.